cloud and 25 degrees, a little bit nicer for folks who don't like the heat. I personally dig the heat, but not like Folk Fest, man. Not like 35 degrees without the humidex, and then, you know, like 40 whatever it was. I'll have to look that up and see if I can find out what the temperatures were, including the humidex, for the Folk Fest. But it was tough to handle. You know what wasn't tough to handle? Billy Bragg, man. I got to see Billy Bragg. I actually went up nice and close to. I went up on the dance floor, and this was at 6 p.m. on Sunday, right in the heat of it, like right when it might have been at its hottest point. I'm not sure. Maybe it was an hour before or whatever. But anyways, I got up there and checked out Billy Bragg's set, and I was not disappointed. Man, it's so great to see Billy Bragg back at the Folk Fest. So we're gonna start with him a couple in a row. This sets right down my alley. This gets a little bit political, of course. When we're talking about Billy Bragg, we're talking about, you know, a political writer, but we also got some Jesse Wells in here. To stir the pot here. It's going to be a little shorter of a set here, but here we go. Back to our Folk Fest Aftermath show. It's CKW. It's 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio goes till 3 in the morning, and it's already 2:01. Yee-hoo!
Song written by a Scottish songwriter called Philip Adam.
The Russians want war. These are the children of parents who died in the last one. Do you think that it's possible, knowing their past, that they'd ever consider repeating the last, when 20 million were slaughtered by Nazi invasion? They died fighting on our side, you know, in a fight to defend humankind against Nazi terror and hatred. In the name of humanity, bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born, before we do that which can never be undone, I beg of you, again and again and again and again and again. Do you think that the Russians want war? These are the parents of children who died in the last one. They want to go through that again, the destruction, the bloodshed, the suffering and pain, in the Second World War, out of every three dead, one was Russian. If we try with all of our power, can we not find a way to peacefully settle our difference? Bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born, before we do that which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again and again and again and again and again. Russians want war. Will the voice of insanity lead you to total destruction? Will you stumble to death as though you were blind? Will you cause the destruction of all humankind? Will you die because you don't like their political system? There will be no survivors, you know, no one left to scream in the night and condemn our stupidity. humanity bitterly taught in the name of our children as yet to be born. Before we do that, which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Thank you.
No hatred, no violence, no starvation, and no greed, and no kings, no kings, no kings. No lies, no bullets, no bombs, and no need for no kings, no kings, no kings. No walls, no judgments, no oppression cowering to kings, no kings, no kings. Every color, every culture, every language, every creed, and no kings, no kings, no kings. Dying in the clutches, no more dying underneath. No kings, no kings, no kings. No more dying for the causes no one asked for, no one needs. And no kings, no kings, no kings. To all the dignity, the love that they deserve and need. No kings, no kings, no kings. The pursuit of happiness, the right to life and liberty. And no kings, no kings, no kings. No child going hungry, for there's plenty enough to eat. With no kings, no kings, no kings. May I recognize your soul, that you may see the soul in me. No kings, no kings, no kings. Close your eyes and listen, so that you may truly see. No kings, no kings, no kings. That the killing of my foe indeed destroys a part of me. No kings, no kings, no kings. No hatred, no violence, no starvation, and no greed. And no kings, no kings, no kings. If you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kinda tough, I put a kid in cuffs, I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down, I hear they got a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy ain't it nice, join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool. There's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the ladies turned me down and I felt like a clown. But will you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, for respect and power, join ICE, I hear they got great hours. There's a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. Look at them go. In the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, If you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. See, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun. So I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. Join ICE, boy, ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE.
You are tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Hi, this is Corey Thomas, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I came in from the avalanche with a wolf pup at the gate. You took me into your kitchen and pulled out a razor blade. You pressed it up against my flesh, the shape your mouth made. I never thought I would hear it again, someone calling out my name. My childhood chemical memory, the refineries of my youth, the smoke ring ceilings of your parents' house, 600 acres, bad news. And that world you carry upon your shoulder without an ounce of their praise. Well, who will be the lucky one? Gets to call out your name. That gypsy songbird Gemini with her manic episodes, her graveyard eyes and midnight crucifix, and the cops they never show. The orchid that withers on the windowsill above her bed, reaching out for the rain. I'm done with all these Casanova criminals just calling out her name. Sleeps between the accident and the dreams of her unborn child, drowning in her fortress beneath satin sheets in the bedroom of denial. Her beauty still haunts each fallen victim, dethroned by the queen of shade. Nobody knows if it's a ghost she's talking to or her own shadow when she calls its name. The boy's cloak and dagger show, he commands the stage, now reflecting back as a man before his father's mirror. He tries to shave, too naive to understand. He's the architect of his own tragedies, idling in the guilt of these growing pains. rains. He breaks into a swan song serenade. Fools the crowd that calls his name. Farmer's hands, an evil father's fortune and fame, four brothers raised under the thumb of his command, a secret covenant was made. Fate, born on the breeze, from the wings of a windmill, across the ocean, and a debt I must repay. Yes, the angels were there at the holy table when the oldest signed his name. Visions float like the streets of my hometown, bad weather friends along the northern river. They all tried to keep me within their reach. They're still hanging on to some I can't deliver. Those branches broke from the vine, but the roots still run like veins in the blood brothers' arms on the virgin banks. Yes, and just beyond these forest walls, there's a place that calls my name. So many things we must come to accept. So many things we'll never know. So take a death grip on the season, my love, 'cause someday one of us will let go. We're suspended on this mystery beam of light that defies all time and space. But tell me, who's the master of you and I? When will they call out our names? Mm-hmm.
like a yellow mellow. And down Louisiana, headed up to Miss O'Kello.
Man, CKUW 95.9 FM. Hey, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. We are live on the air from the University of Winnipeg in our satellite studio, our temporary studio, while the other one's getting renovated. Woo! And it's our Folk Fest Aftermath show. We survived the heat. We're here. We're feeling better. We drank a lot of fluids. And we've had some good meals since Sunday, and I think we're pretty much recovered. So, yeah, there's kind of a political set for you, at least a little bit political. And all these artists, by the way, of course, were at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, including Nat Myers, who we just heard. We heard Yellow Peril from an album of exactly the same name, which came out in 2023 on Easy Eye Records. And that's Nat's one and only, or Nathan's, sorry, one and only record so far. And yeah, I love it. It's so good. If you're a blues fan, it's a great record to listen to for sure. Joe Nolan from Alberta, Canada. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where is he from again? It's from the I can't remember. It's from the Saskatchewan something is where the town that he's from. But we heard a pretty long song, but a beautiful one called When They Call Your Name. From his latest, Love in the New World, which came out in 2025, and he self-released that, if I'm not mistaken. We heard the political stuff really started earlier in the set. Two in a row from Jesse Wells, who is another favorite of mine. Now, listen, I didn't get to see him on main stage or at any of the workshops during the day. But my sister, who I went with, she ran over to see Jesse Wells on main stage. And she told me, she said, listen, dude, this guy's right up your alley. And I went home and I listened to him and I'm like, he is right up my alley, and I've just begun listening to him. But we listened to two in a row from an EP he put out in 2025 called No Kings. He self-released it. One of them was Join Ice. Wow. And we'll talk about something in a second here. But the other one's No Kings, of course, and a very, very political, but really, really sad news out of the United States of America. ICE killed another person in their car. They apparently shot them 4 times and then dragged them out of the car and handcuffed them. So, yeah, really intelligent people working for ICE there. They hire anybody, I guess, you know. You got a crack habit? Okay, no problem. You're on ICE. Don't worry about it. But anyways, sickening and disgusting. But Jesse Wells, not so beautiful. I love it. It's so great. So I'm going to explore Jesse Wells. So expect to hear a lot more of him on the Night Danger Radio Show for sure. And off the top, but just an absolute thrill to see Billy Bragg play in Winnipeg. Oh, my God. Again, we heard The Price of Oil from Fight Songs, which is a compilation that he originally released for free. He just released it on the internet, but he eventually released a self-released physical copy, I believe, called Fight Songs, and 2011 that came out. That's a good comp, by the way. And off the top was Think Again, which is the live version of that song, from a record called The International, which came out in 1990 on Utility Records. And you know what's really, really funny about Billy Bragg, as political as he is, he's a huge World Cup soccer fan, or football fan, as he would say. And so I'm going to transition that. Let's go do a little CKW sports before we get into the next music set, next Folk Fest music set, that is. So speaking of Billy Bragg and the World Cup, it's down to almost, well, at least almost down to the final, two teams, or the finals, as we like to call. Today, Spain defeated France 2-0. I was kind of shocked. I thought France were going the whole distance, but man, Spain, good grief. By the way, Spain, for me, if you're a soccer fan, are the best passing team in the world. I mean, the way they pass that ball around is just insane. I mean, just a sick team. Pretty much every team in the World Cup is just sick. Just some of them are sicker than others. You know what I mean? So, incredible. So, England plays Argentina tomorrow, and that's at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time to see who plays Spain in the final. Good grief. That'll be insane. Like, we're down to the, you know, we're down to the mega teams now in the World Cup, which is just exciting. Listen, the Bombers, though, man, really interesting. They beat the Toronto Argonauts 30-29 while I was at the Folk Festival, and their record improves to 3-2. That's good for third in the West. The Bombers play the Ottawa Redblacks on Sunday, July the 19th, and that's at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it's interesting. You know, the Bombers just made a trade for Drew Brown, who's a quarterback that we used to have on our roster, but I can't remember if we let him go or if we traded him to Ottawa. Either or, he ended up with the Red Blacks, and this year he lost his starting job to Jake Mayer, who used to be a quarterback in Calgary. And in a brilliant move by the Bombers, they went and traded for Drew Brown back to Winnipeg, and he's a good young quarterback for sure. And then lo and behold, right, like, I swear to God, it was like 3 days after the trade, Zach Collaros, our starting quarterback, got hurt, and Drew Brown got called in for the Argo game, and he threw for like 300 and I think it was 29 or 49 yards. Good grief. The Bomber brass looks like a bunch of geniuses for that. And most likely it's going to be Drew Brown playing his old team, the Red Blacks. And that could be interesting because the Ottawa Red Blacks are the only team that haven't won a game in the CFL this year. There are no wins and 5 losses. And now they're going to face the quarterback that they traded away. I wonder if Drew Brown's going to light her up and make his old team look kind of bad. So, if you're a CFL fan, that's going to be much-watched TV on Sunday night when you're just chilling out, getting ready for work or school or whatever on Monday. So check it out. The Goldeyes are on a nice heater. I kept reporting the sports, and the Goldeyes were dropping. Well, not so anymore. They have climbed up to third in the Western Division and are currently on a 4-game winning streak. Hell yeah. They sit at 25. 5 wins and 26 losses. They're almost at 500. So the next home game is Friday, July the 24th versus the Fargo Moorhead, whatever they're called. So I don't even know if they're Fargo Moorhead. Yeah, I got to look that up. Meanwhile, the Jets have yet to trade Connor Hellebuyck, but I keep reading that this is inevitable, that this is going to happen, that Connor asked for a trade, and we're gonna trade him. And I heard there's a bunch of teams involved now. It's Carolina, San Jose has stepped up, and the Buffalo Sabres. So we better get a crap load of players back for this guy, and prospects and draft picks. I mean, yeah, he's the best goalie in the world, so we better be getting our money's worth. I hope Cheval Dayoff hears me, because Christ. Anyway, and big news, though, in the positive thing, Winnipeg just added a team. We were the latest expansion team to the Northern Super League. This is soccer, by the way, and it's a women's league, and amazing. I mean, I'm going to go down and check some games out. It begins in we're going to be a team in the year 2027. So next year we're going to have a women's professional soccer team, which is great. And I just hope that someone better than Wade Miller is running that team. And actually, I know there is Desiree Scott. Is one of the people that's going to run that team and everything, and I'm sure she'll do a better job than Wade Miller did with the Valor. I mean, the Valor are gone, and what the hell? They went away without much. You know, there wasn't any. You know, Wade Miller didn't come out and say, "Oh boy, we're in trouble." You know, you better come out, support. Nothing. They just went away. It was pathetic and sad. So. Oh, well, what can you do, eh? I mean, it's done and done, so. All right, listen, it's already 2:37. I want to play a few more Folk Fest songs for you, and let's get on with it. This is a band called Ribbon Skirt from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. This is a bit of a rock and roll weirdo set, and we'll come back, say goodnight, and that'll be our Folk Fest wrap for this week anyways. It's CKW, it's 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio, till 3 in the morning. It's coming up real quick.
Yeah, can take the fire out from the wire. I'd share life and you'd share life. I can take the fire out from the wire. I'd take you in.
This is Alan Cross, a CKUW alumnus, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, independent radio.
Hi, this is Death Cassette, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah.
Trees can see. Trees can see. The skies are green. There's no sense. It has to make sense. Birds are spies. Diana is alive. There's no sense. It has to make sense. I think there are bugs in my head. I think there are bugs in my head. I think there are bugs in my head. I think there are bugs.
Oh, boy. CKUW 95.9 FM. Hey, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. We're wrapping her up. We've got about 9 minutes left in the entire show. But listen, I wanted to come back on and say goodnight to everybody. But also, we need to go through what just happened in that little mini set. So that was two in a row from a brand new discovery for me called Shishi. They're from Lithuania. Unbelievable. We just heard Conception from a record called Live from Blue Note Park, which was just released this year. And on Birthday Cake Records, actually. And that is Blue Note Park, as in down the street from the University of Winnipeg. And they actually played tonight at Blue Note Park, and they are playing again later tonight at Blue Note Park, two in a row. So if you liked what you heard, get your tickets. They're like $20. I'm going to go. It's going to be incredible. I saw them at Folk Fest. They were freaking incredible as well. So I played two in a row. I actually played Conspiracy from their latest EP called Queen Diana, and that one just came out again on Birthday Cake Records, which is, by the way, a local Winnipeg label, for Pete's sakes. So from Lithuania to Winnipeg, I mean, it's a small world after all. We heard Wolf Parade before that with I'll Believe in Anything from Apologies to the Queen Mary, which came out in 2005 on Sub Pop, I should say. And that has recently been resurrected because it's on the TV show Heated Rivalry, which is a massive success and a beautiful Canadian massive success at that. So unbelievable. And Ribbon Skirt from Montreal was off the top with Look What You Did from their wicked record Bite Down 2025. And amazing, amazing record. So good night, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to my Folk Fest wrap-up show. We'll end with Of Monsters and Men and also Black Country New Road. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Calling in the distance, so I packed my things and ran far away from all the troubles I had caused with my two hands. Alone we traveled on with nothing but a shadow. We fled far away. Hot jack horses, back. Till the sun goes down, still fine.
walk up on the raised edge, hands out for balance, slipping you almost grab mine, but you find your feet. And I never wanted so much someone to fall. It's just been a weekend, but in my mind we summer in France with our genius daughters now. And you teach me to play the piano. You call.
Sell more albums is to not allow somebody in an office someplace to abuse you or what your ideas are. You know, I got into this because I have something to say. I happen to like music very much, and I have curiosity about what sounds are, how they go together, and I want to do it my way, and I'll take the chance that somebody will hate it. I don't care. I don't do it so that people will like me. If what I do amuses you or entertains you, that's great. I'm happy for you. Well, basically, I want to, you know, enjoy it myself. So the difference now is that there is less interference from any kind of an executive guy who gets to make a value judgment about the content or the style of what I do.